Hello, hello, guys. We are back again. I told you guys I was going to work on getting better at recording these podcasts. Okay, so I'm back in the groove. The weather's been amazing. I've realigned myself, reignited the fire, and I am in a really good space. And so I wanted to restart these because I know you guys love listening to them. I had people reach out to me about why I hadn't been doing them lately, and I don't feel like if I have my 100% here, and not even 100%, I'm probably not ever at 100%, but I knew if I didn't have good energy behind my mental state, I couldn't bring you guys value that you deserved, and I wanted to be able to show up like that for you. So today we're going to be talking about my personal opinion on building a stronger network marketing team, okay? So here's the deal. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't even fucking know what I'm talking about. But here's my opinion on it. You need to start building your team with your heart instead of your pocketbook. And start listening to those people who are reaching out to you for guidance. Because most people want to start network marketing because they want out of corporate America jobs. And most people want out of those jobs because they get shitty hours. They don't have time freedom. They're restricted to a certain amount of pay, like it's capped. Like very rarely do you get raises. And then half the time, you're dependent on if somebody thinks you're good enough for that raise and whatever. And it's usually like, you know, I'm going to give you 50 cents and you've worked here 3 years. Like, you know, and then I think the number one reason people turn over in jobs so much is just shitty ass bosses, okay? So those are big reasons people want out of corporate America and they like the idea of network marketing. Here's the problem though. They join network marketing to work on their own time, to work at their own pace, to work their own schedule, to do this without being micromanaged by a dictator. Like, y'all feel that? Like, I'm sorry. If I would have started my own business and then had someone flipping out on me because I didn't come to a training or something. And now, okay, listen, like, I went to trainings. Like, I was all in. But, like, there are people that start network marketing that still work full-time jobs that are working their network marketing on the side until they can build it big enough to take over. And if you're sitting there downing them and demeaning them because they missed a training or they missed something because they were at their full-time job or maybe their kids had a ball game. I'm sorry. I've missed stuff because my kids have games. Now, I will go back and watch the replay because I'm committed to growing my mental state. I want to grow. But, like, you can't tell people what their priority is. You can't micromanage and be a dictator. And you can't tell them they're good enough because they're not doing exactly what you're doing, okay? You see so many teams build up so quick. Like, they'll boom. They're there. They're like, oh, my God. But then, like, they fall quickly, too. Because those leaders aren't leading. They're acting like a boss. They're being pushy. They're pushing their own goals, their own wants and needs from the business onto the people below them. And that's not necessarily what the people that are under them, that were looking up to them for leadership and mentorship, that's not necessarily their goals. Like, I have some people on my team that, yeah, 100% want this to be their full-time job. 100% want this to take over as their full-time income. They're all in. They're charging hard. And then I have other people who simply just want a couple extra $100 a month. They want some extra spending money. They don't want to quit their full-time jobs. They fucking love their full-time jobs. You have to listen and know where your people's goals are. And they're not even your people, but you get what I'm saying. You have to know where their goals are. What are their wants? What are their needs? What are their ambitions? What do they want from the business? Because their goals are not yours. And when it comes down to it, they are a voluntary workforce, so to say. This is like just having a team under you help your paycheck, of course. But it's not going to help your paycheck when they quit because you're a jackass. Sorry, not sorry. So like this voluntary workforce are people who saw your journey, saw you going, and they chose to start their business with you leading them. They want you to lead them, not boss them around, not tell them they're not doing enough, not push them around. They want mentorship, they want support, they want belief, they want love, and they want guidance. If they wanted a boss or a CEO or some person micromanaging them, demeaning them, and telling them what to do and pushing them around and saying, if you don't show up for this, then you're not good enough for whatever, they would have stayed in corporate America, because you can get that anywhere, okay? In the end, this is their business, not yours, and you can't expect them to work at your level when that isn't their dream. So on top of that, I need you to think about this. Are you being a leader worth following? Are you showing up? Are you doing the tasks that you're expecting them to do? Are you assisting in their growth? Are you showing up? But are you showing them how to do it by doing it yourself? Or are you just kind of like, do this, and then you're over there fucking lollygagging? Like, your team under you, on average, does 50% of what you do. Are you willing to put in the 200% for them to do the 100%? Or are you doing, like, 50%, and when they're only doing 25%, you're getting pissy? You get what I'm saying? They've chosen you to mentorship and lead them. So love them where they are. Listen to them. Listen to their goals. Listen to their ambitions. Listen to their dreams. Listen to what they want out of the business. Now that can change. Like, I have people I started this network marketing because I needed just the extra money for Hunter's dance class. Literally $40 a month and then any fees for costumes and stuff like that. That's all I started this for. I did not start this business to go full time. I did not start this business to quit my other jobs. I started this business for that only. I was like, I'm going to make this money. I'm going to get her in a dance. I'm going to get my life situated and back on track. And then I'm out. Like, I never intended. So those goals and stuff can change. But I guarantee if the person I had she's still here. She's still here, y'all. The person I have as a mentor, if she... like, she's full-time. She was running. She was going. She was doing the things when I started. If she would have came at me and been like, just, you're not doing enough because you only want $40 for your kids' dance class. If she would have been pushing her full-time goals on me, I can guarantee I would have been like, you know what? There's other ways to make money. Deuces. So I need you to think about that. When you're wanting to build a strong team, you can't just show up as a dictator and expect them to do everything you're doing. Your goals and their goals are different, and you need to learn to love them where they are, okay? And what happens is that you showing up for them, showing up for their dreams, believing in them, you're going to grow that trust, grow that relationship, and very easily they could be like, all right, well, cool, I made that couple extra hundred, like, I love being here. I love doing this. What's next? Like, let's go further. But I can guarantee you 100% if you are being that micromanaging dictator as a leader instead of the other way around, that they're not going to want to stay. So that's just kind of my opinion on building a stronger network marketing team, okay? So I 100% would rather slowly climb up a hill than get up in 5 seconds and then fall back down, rolling, tumbling, and splat, okay? I will grow slow any day. I am here to love my team. I do love my team so much. They each have such incredible stories, and sometimes, I won't lie, sometimes I'm like, damn, I see so much potential in you. I know you could go so much further if you believed more in yourself. But I also know that I didn't believe in myself when I started, and it was something I had to learn and grow and develop mentally and through the business to get to where I am now. So I can't expect them to do it overnight either. They have to learn. They have to grow. They have to get there too. So I love them no matter what. I love them where they're at. I love their stories. And that's what it comes down to, is loving people as humans. So I'm going to jump off here. I hope you got some value from this. If you did, definitely share this into your stories. You can tag me on Instagram. It is at Leslie_Vivian_. That is at Leslie_Vivienne_. So I love and appreciate you guys. Definitely smash that follow. I'm going to be coming at you. I have a couple different pages of content already worked up, ready to go. So yeah, I'm excited. So I love and appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you later.